Highlands leads it here 47-14. Webb will stay in the shotgun. Motion. And he'll hand it to McAfee. A nice play again. None other, Nick Eads. He is just flat lived in the backfield, especially the second half. Big play after big play. This one goes for a 3-yard loss. Back to the 47. And we'll bring up 4th and 12. And we'll see if they'll go for it.
Oh, yeah.
They'll punt it away. Like they are lining up for an offensive play.
Watch the tight end screen.
Webb's in the shotgun. Two receivers each side of the field. Dropping straight back, looking to throw. Being pressured by Hinkle. Now he's going to throw deep down the middle of the field and, well, short, incomplete. And North Oldham will turn it over on down. Good coverage on the play by Phillips and Fitzgerald back deep in the middle of the field for the Titans. Collins will take over here, 1st and 10 from their own 47-yard line. Collins trying to get over the hump to the running clock, which is 36-point spread in high school football. Touchdown score here would do just that.
Let's see a 53-yard touchdown pass.
Lucas going to swing it out to Roseberry. Nashon back inside. Try to split two defenders. He'll still get 8 or 9 yards, but was one tackle away from splitting them both and taking that one to the house.
And I'm liking the play call because you're getting Roseberry more involved. You're getting the ball in space. You're giving him a chance to be an athlete right here. You know, we talked about that in pregame. You just got to get him on the outside.
I was kind of impressed looking at the stat. He had 10 carries at the half.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's had more than probably 10 carries any game all year.
Yeah.
Lucas takes a snap, quick pass out to Maggard. A little screen play. Dalton shoves a man down and then wrestles forward down to about the 35-yard line.
Scott Korn, if you're listening, North Oldham cheerleaders are selling Krispy Kreme donuts. I know you'd be all over it.
He said they came over this way because the last time they were over here that there was a big guy in the box that bought like 4 dozen.
Scott, if you're listening, I hope you got it back from your honeymoon, boy. We sure didn't miss you at work.
5 receiver set this time for Lucas. JR takes a snap, screen pass out to Hawk this time. Peyton hit at the line of scrimmage and will get a few yards down inside the 35, maybe to the 34. So 10 minutes to go, 47-14. Collins leads it, and they're driving here again. 2nd and 8, ball is marked at the 34-yard line. Roseberry to the right of Lucas in the shotgun. JR takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking deep down
he's
the left sideline, looking for Maggard. Maggard, what a catch!
Oh,
thought he had it.
Mm.
Just couldn't come all the way to the ground with it, and he'll go incomplete. That ball there is about 3 yards further. It's
touchdown.
A touchdown.
Yeah.
Almost a tremendous play by Dalton Maggard to go up over the defender to bring that one in.
That's where he wishes he's about 2 inches tall.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like me. He's vertically inclined, challenged.
3rd and 8, ball to 34. Lucas, 5 receiver set. Quick pass out to Maggard. Dalton escapes the one defender and then stumbles, and he'll be down close to the first down marker. And if he wouldn't have stumbled, he may have made a move to the outside and gotten that one to the end zone. And it looks like they're going to mark them just short of the first down. Going to ring up 4th and less than 1.
You know, the one thing we haven't saw a lot of is Lucas taking off running the ball.
He's not really running the ball at all.
No, he hasn't. I don't think he's had to.
Right.
But I think he stood in the pocket really well.
Might see one here on 4th and short. Tried a hard count. North Oldham didn't jump, so they'll reset. They look to the bench, got the play. JR is going to fumble. Pitch it forward to Roseberry. He's got the first down. Nashon runs through a tackle, trying to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans.
That running clock going, boys.
Good, strong run by Roseberry inside. Technically, yeah, that'll go over as a touchdown pass.
It is
shovel
a pass.
Forward,
yes.
Right?
It is a pass.
So that'll be 460. So JR Lucas just set a school record on that last completion, passing B. Cressup. Is that right?
Ed.
440 yards passing, B. Cressup did against Western High School back in 2010. And with that last completion, J.R. Lucas, 460 yards passing on the night. Extra point by Bates, good. 54-14, Collins leads it, 8:44 to go in this one. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
54-14. Collins leads it. Webb Bates on to kick it off. Back deep for North Oldham is Sanoff and McAfee. As soon as the ball's marked ready, the clock will start, and we'll be in a running clock the rest of the night. Ball will be taken by McAfee back at about his own 10-yard line. Running straight up the middle of the field. Ooh. Takes a man moving and hit hard from behind.
23.
By Zach Stucker. So these final 8 minutes should go by pretty quickly as the clock continues to run even during these changes from offense to defense. We mentioned before the last break, J.R. Lucas sets the school record tonight in passing 460 yards, bypassing Brandon Cressup. Set that record back in the inaugural season of Collins High School in 2010 against Western at 440 yards. Webb looking to throw, and he's got Wine on a slant, complete down to the 40-yard line, tackled by Cam Harris. First and 10 Mustangs from the Collins 40-yard line.
One thing Cam has to understand is he has to take, there he goes again, he has to take the quick slant away. When everything's on the opposite side, he has to take the inside position away from that receiver. And him being young, I mean, he'll learn, he'll get there.
A lot of times, but you find himself in a lot of the positions you want him to be in.
Right.
Just working on maybe more ball skills or.
Well, I mean, he's a sophomore.
Right.
I mean, hopefully playing full-time this year, you know, he'll be a whole lot better next year, and he'll understand football when all the receivers are up. You have to take the inside away. Give him the outside because you got the sideline to work with you.
6.5 to go here. Clock continues to run. 2nd and 10, ball at the 40-yard line. Webb in the shotgun. Dropping back, looking to throw out to the right side. It's complete. Down to McAfee, and Nick Eads there to clean things up after about a 12-yard gain. I'm not sure how many tackles he has tonight, but he's been all over the place here.
I'm going to tell you, that kid right there is an all-district or all-state.
Oh.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
That kid just goes.
And think about it. You see him making plays in the backfield. That play there is 12 yards down the field.
Well, I was just watching. Right before North Oldham snapped the ball, he went from his outside linebacker's position, went and grabbed the defensive end, and moved the defensive end to the outside shoulder. I mean, that's a leader. I mean, that's being a captain on the field, putting people in position to make plays.
Webb looking to throw. The quick pass out to the left side, complete to Wine down at about the 20-yard line. That'll go for about 8 yards. They'll bring up 2nd and short, 2nd and 2. Clock continues to run now under 5.5 minutes to go. 60 has Devin Henderson. Checking in, playing defensive end here for Collins the last couple of plays. Webb looking to throw. He's got it complete again down at the 10-yard line. Tackled there by Jaden Wilson. That pass was complete to Adam Berry. The 1st and goal for North Oldham. Ball at the 8-yard line.
It's good to see Lucas getting some of the young kids in playing, especially at the varsity level. Give them some experience for ready for next year.
Going outside and nearly picked off out there by Cam Harris.
That's what I was talking about. Like next year, that's a pick six.
Instead, goes right past his hand into the North Oldham receiver's hand for the touchdown.
Next year, that will be a pick six. That's how much better he'll get from this year to next year.
So it looks like North Oldham will go for two. We clock continues to run now under 4 minutes. Webb in a shotgun. Berry split out wide to the right. Webb looking to throw to the left, and he's got a man complete. 2-point conversion good. 54-22. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
54-22, Collins leads it. Thought at first that they were setting up for another onside.
Well,
I think they are. So North Oldham appears to be attempting an onside kick. 2:15 to go. Clock continues to run. We are in the running clock. Jackson Wine, number six, takes the kick it off.
These are old school play. You're putting the football flat on the ground. Yeah.
And he will nudge it forward. Good hop.
That's it.
And ball on the ground and recovered by Collins, I take it?
Yes. Yes. Eads got it.
Nick Eads. Why? Who else? So 1:40 to go. See if Collins takes a knee or elects to run some more offense. 54-22. Collins has led throughout, and they are in the victory formation, and they'll just kneel on this one. 1:14, this clock continues to roll here. JR under center, probably the only time
I start
tonight,
to
I think.
Yeah.
He takes a snap, and we'll take a knee.
All right, let's don't get chippy, boys.
And
North's going to call timeout.
And they're going to call timeout.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I think now, I mean,
look, it's so deep.
You got to throw the ball, I think now. Not sure the thinking.
We
could be 54-22, and they're basically, we're going to run the clock out, and they take a timeout. But you might as well. I mean, it's not going to matter, you know, if you throw it or not. It's going to either be, they're going to, you know, call a timeout, or the clock continues to run. So.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well just run around, you know, take the snap, run around, you know, and just throw it deep.
You're wasting
8-10 seconds.
I think at this time, I'd just want to score. Yeah, I'm letting you. We're done.
We're trying to get done here. We're saying, let's get out of here.
Right.
Let's get home by 10:30.
Right.
You know?
All right. So, Collins huddled on the sideline. North Oldham already back out on the field. 56 seconds to go. North Oldham still with two timeouts to go. So, theoretically, they can stop the clock two more times.
I would.
So, Collins, this time, instead of in the victory formation, will line up in the shotgun, and who can blame them at this point? They're in the pistol. J.R. Turns going to pitch to Roseberry. Nashon coming left side. Got a little bit of room to run. Trying to split two defenders. He runs over a defender down at the 30-yard line. Thought that was Roseberry, but that was Jaden Wilson on the carry. And just flat rolled over a defensive back, back down at about the 35-yard line.
Hey, Hammond, that's how you finish a run. That was almost Eric.
And a player just pushed an official out of midfield.
Sure, that's Webb.
I think it was 44, I do believe. He just pushed the official out at about the 40-yard line, and he pushed the official reaching his nose like a face mask call on North Oldham. And I'm not so sure if the best decision right now would be just to...
See, and here's the thing.
Call the game. Well, the clock continued to run, so it's good.
That's North Oldham's head coach's fault.
It is.
That right there is North Oldham's coach's fault.
That was number 44, I think, Joshua Toomey.
And this is almost where you want to be Lucas. Just don't shake hands.
Yeah.
You don't want to be unsportsmanlike like that, but you almost don't want to shake hands because what could happen right here?
So the game, the clock has run out. The officials are still huddled in the middle of the field, and we'll keep it here right now to kind of see what happens.
You know, I saw this in the junior college game about 2 weeks ago where a kid punched a referee. He took a shower, and the police was waiting on him after he got a shower and arrested him. You know?
And we'll see here as the coaches make it toward midfield here. We'll see if everything can go through here civilly as we end this one.
Not the best of handshakes, huh?
No, not the friendliest, but I'd have to say, guys, almost asked for it here in a certain way.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, Coach Lucas was trying to take the get out of here, let's go home, and then you want to call Tom out. I mean, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, get a fight, but that's North Oldham's fault.
Yeah.
You're getting beat by 32. There's no sense calling Tom out. Get out of here and let's go home and live for next week.
So we've seen a game where a player from each team has been ejected. I'm not sure if I've done a lot of high school games. So I'm not sure if I've been in a game where a player from each team gets ejected. But Collins will win here tonight, 54-22. You've been listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.